come on over, baby, and a whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, I said, come on over, baby, and a whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, we ain't faking, it's a whole lot of shaking going on.
Welcome to Attention Please, KPDZ's new program that features activities coming up at our important social institutions, community services, and nonprofits. I'm Larry Stein with this week's episode. Today I'm talking to the directors of our two wonderful libraries, the Port Townsend Public Library and the Jefferson County Library System. It's been too long since I checked in with them about activities, and now that summer is coming up, it's a great time to talk about all the activities that happen, especially in summer, for children and adults in our community. I'll be speaking with Melody Sky Eisler, the director of the Port Townsend Public Library, and Tamara Meredith, the director of the Jefferson County Library System. We have Melody Sky Eisler with us and Tamara Meredith, heads of our two wonderful libraries that serve this community. I was thinking about it today and really how lucky we are to have these two cooperating, interweaving libraries serving this community. It's really a rich resource for all of us. So thank you both for keeping these places going in this tough year.
Thank you so much for having us, Larry. It's always an honor to be on KPTZ. And thank you and your amazing team at KPTZ for everything you all have been doing during this time.
It's been a challenge for everybody. I mean, it's been a challenge for radio. It's been a challenge for everybody in whatever walk of life they're in. Yeah.
And so, some exciting opportunities.
Well, they come out of it. That shows how creative we are, really. Melody, in a few words, how has your library been weathering the struggle of the year of pandemic?
I think we've been weathering it really well, Larry. Thanks again for having us here. I can't say enough about my gratitude for our incredible staff for being able to pivot on a dime. Sometimes it seems like daily, as we've been completely reinventing how we do library services. And in the beginning of the pandemic, trying to digitize everything and then think about how we could replicate beloved services like browsing when we couldn't have our patrons in the building, to doing things like curbside and grab bags and kind of surprise bags for our patrons. So it has been a very creatively rich time for us. And now since March, when we were able to reopen our doors and welcome our patrons back after almost a year, it's been so joyful. Every day feels like a little bit of a party every time we see our patrons. And it has really fueled our spirits for this work we've been doing.
That's how it feels as a patron of the library. I mean, the opening level, even if it's considered grab and go, it's such a relief to be able to use our libraries this way again. Tamara, what's the reaction of your community down at the Jefferson County Library?
You know, we're hearing nothing but thank yous and gratitude all the way around. We're very fortunate at the Jefferson County Library to not only have our main branch in Havelock, but also have our bookmobile out on the road serving all of our other communities around the county. And we hear the same thing from them. So, you know, we've been actually running our bookmobile since we reopened with limited curbside service to the public back in June of 2020. And when I look at my numbers, which is what I have to do as the director, I see that our bookmobile is actually doing almost the same level of service, the same number of items being checked out, same people as they were doing before the pandemic. So it's wonderful to know that in addition to being able to reopen our doors on the physical building here in Havelock, that our other communities are being served as well, and nearly almost as much as before the pandemic. So
this catchphrase or label to the library service now, grab and go, is catchy and funny. And Tamara, while you're speaking, let's see, how does grab and go work at the Jefferson County Library?
So we love the term grab and go because it's a nice visual idea of how we really love to have people come into the building, pick up their holds, check them out, or come in and browse briefly. You know, I think we have 15 minutes on the door, but we're not policing that. And all of our patrons are very good about the fact that they understand the idea behind it, that it's to come in, be in the space briefly, do their browsing and leave. But it actually works really well. It gives us a chance to see people, make sure that they get what they need, and out the door they go. So, and I think we've all kind of gotten used to that during the pandemic between grocery shopping and everything else that we're doing.
Yeah. Melody, it works the same way at the Port Townsend Library?
Yes, we've gone up to 30 people at a time for 30-minute visits since in May. we reopened our beautiful Carnegie reading room and we've resumed computer use. But for grab and go, same thing. We just ask people to come in, pick up their holds quickly. We also have grab bags where you can go online and fill out a request saying maybe you're in the mood for mystery books or you have a grandchild visiting and you need some books about pirates or something like that, or you just want a surprise. And the staff are delighting in that. And we've also had a wonderful lens on equity, diversity, and inclusion and trying to expand people's reading horizon with this. And we've gotten lovely feedback that people are reading books they never would have read before, thanks to the staff's amazing creativity and diligence.
Well, that's great. Yeah, this grab bag was an interesting idea. It sort of makes you want to do that. It's like, you know, a surprise package that our librarians pick out for us.
Yeah, we're trying to just bring a little bit of joy every day in how we do our work. I think we talked about this the last time we met, but it's, I think, a lot about Mr. Rogers' quote about when things are hard, look for helpers. And we've gotten to be helpers this whole time. What an incredible honor that we can serve our community with this. And another program that we added at the Port Townsend Public Library that we were inspired by a library in the Midwest is called Letters from Your Library. So people can go online and they can have a letter or a postcard sent to them or anybody in the country just as a way to bring a little bit of joy in the mail. And that program has been incredibly popular. And we had one person who's traveled all around the world donate her collection of postcards from around the world so we could have like a little travel at home so people can get postcards from around the world now too.
That's terrific. So people are using this. It's called Letters from the Library.
Yep. And that's all on our website, theptpubliclibrary.org.
Yeah. Tamara, I noticed at the Jefferson County Library, there's something that's happened before, and I'm glad it's happening again, is the Teen Photo Show, which happens this month, really. It starts this month.
Yes, our Teen Photography Show is a very popular program here, and we were not going to not have it, even during a pandemic. So yes, as of May 1st and through the end of the month, our teens aged 11 to 18 can submit their photos either through a web form or bringing them in to us, and they will be put on display, and we have some judges that will be doing some judging in early June, and we've got some good prizes, some cash prizes for the winners. So four $50 gift cards will be going out to our teen winners on this program. So
great. Give us again the deadline for entering your photos in the
deadline for entry is May 31st. So the end of May.
Terrific. There's something that I heard about last month, and I wasn't sure it was still running, and I thought both libraries were involved in it. It's called Story Walks. Were you both involved in that?
Yes. Both of our libraries are doing Story Walks and have put up Story Walks in our respective areas. So the Jefferson County Library has three separate Story Walks installed around the county, one at the library property in Hadlock, one at H.J. Carroll Park, and one down in Brennan at the school.
Mm-hmm. And Melody, what does the Port Townsend Library have in the way of Story Walks?
Yeah, so I want to give a shout out to Hillary Verhagen, our Youth Services Library Manager. She actually started the Story Walk trend a few years ago as part of our community read program when we did Leif Whitaker's My Old Man in the Mountain. The Whitakers have this motto, leave no child inside. So we set up a temporary Story Walk at Kaatai Lagoon, and it's been and we've done that the last few years, and it's been wonderful to see Story Walks just explode in popularity nationally, because what a lovely, safe way to gather during COVID. So we have really exciting news through our Library Foundation and the Parks Recreation Tree Advisory Board. They just approved us to have a permanent Story Walk at Kaatai Lagoon. So hopefully in the next couple months, we'll be installing that, and we'll change out stories every couple of months. So
the other thing about summer coming up is a regular event for libraries all over the country is the summer reading program. So I don't know who wants to take on summer reading first, but we're approaching it. So
yeah, I'll jump in there.
This is Melody from Port Townsend Public Library.
So summer reading program is one of our wonderful anchor events that we work on planning together. You know, the libraries, we're CLIO, the Cooperative Libraries of the Eastern Olympics. And we like to say that we play and share well together. Our mascot's an otter, which is perfect. So this year we're planning a mostly virtual summer reading program. Again, the theme is Color Your World. And our wonderful local artist, Richard Jesse Watson, designed an incredible t-shirt that all ages can earn through reading. And the real focus of the summer reading program is to avoid the summer slide. So the great scientific scientific research that's been done that shows if kids and families, they read at least just 10 hours together in the summer, which isn't very much, they come back to school without having that summer slide. We hope that they'll read more because we want to inspire just a culture of reading, and we don't have assigned reading lists. We want you to read for joy. So there'll be some incredible programs online and some, I think we're looking at outdoor story times too. Is that correct, Tamara?
It is. We are resurrecting our stories at the parks that we did a couple years ago, and we'll be offering story times out at parks around the county this summer as part of our summer reading program.
When can people look to that? I guess it starts after school is out and the official summer is here in June, right?
June 18th is our official kickoff date for the program.
Mm-hmm. Great. So you'll be at, like you mentioned, H.J. Carroll Park and Port Townsend Parks and Parks in Brennan, basically your whole territory that you cover.
That's right.
That's fabulous. That's fabulous. I know there is always, there are things to sign up for with the library about joining the summer reading program. And I assume you both have that. So if people go to the library and want to sign up for the group event and the way to tally and encourage people to write, to read and more, I assume you just go to the library or go to the website even, and then find a way to sign up for the summer reading program.
Yeah, we don't have ours live yet, but it will be soon that people mm-hmm. of all ages can sign up and track their reading. That's a way that we can also offer prizes. Our Friends of the Library sponsor this, and we'll be giving gift cards to our local bookstores. So it's another wonderful way to support our local businesses too.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to check in. I promise this time we'll check in during the summer reading program rather than waiting for next summer.
That's great, Larry, because you'll want to read and get that shirt by Richard Jesse Watson. It's probably one of our most fantastic shirts we've had.
And you know what? Even adults need motivation to read. So
yes, they do.
Yeah. Given that we spend all our time on these darn screens, you know, get back to reading something. I noticed something interesting also in terms of at the Port Townsend Library is the art exhibits. And I'm not sure what kind of program Jefferson County has in that area, but I know that Port Townsend Library has something having to do with the history of the paper mill, which is something that the Jefferson County Historical Society, I think, is encouraging. And so there's some visual component of that at the Port Townsend Library.
Yes, Larry, we've had just an incredible partnership with the mill, our City Public Works Department, and the Jefferson County Historical Society to really celebrate our water systems and the mill. And part of that was to be able to do a call for artists and to sponsor some artwork made on mill paper. So those exhibits are at the Jefferson County Historical Society and downstairs in the Port Townsend Public Library through the end of May. And we'll have an artist talk on May 27th via Zoom in the evening. Also, Dana Weir at the Swan School has had some of her students make artwork mm-hmm. from the paper mill. So it's just a lovely celebration of our local history. The programs we did in January and February are online. We recorded them so people can learn more. I just learned so much about our water system and the mill history from those programs. And I've heard great feedback from our patrons. So I encourage you, if you haven't seen that, for people to tune in and watch that and mm-hmm. come see the artwork in person.
Mm-hmm. Through the Historical Society, they also put together a radio program of stories of people from the mill that really worked really well. So we're glad to be part of that. Again, this is a collaborative kind of thing, and it's so good to see that we're all doing that. We're all jumping on the same subject area. Tamara, do you have any specific art components going on at the Jefferson County Library right now?
We do. We are actually still taking community art submissions for our Life in the Time of Corona community art project. People have been submitting their hexagons with images that they're creating or drawing, and we're creating a beehive of everybody's representations of events throughout the pandemic. So that's an ongoing art project. It's open to all members of the community. People can go to our website at jclibrary.info to download a template to fill out, or they can stop by the library and pick one up.
Mm. So this is something that's actual on visual display at the library, or it's a website-based art project?
It's on visual display at the library.
Yeah. Wow. So much stuff. That's great. That's what we need to basically get us out of our houses and get us to seeing other people, even if it's 15 or 30 minutes as grab and go. But In terms of the grab and go, let's just go back to that. Is there, I think at one of your libraries, there's a capacity limit of how many people could be in the building at the same time. Is that true for both?
That is true for both. Basically, the phase three guidelines tell us that we can have up to 50% capacity in our buildings. I think that we have never even gotten close to that because we have a very large building in Jefferson County. But yes, so technically, I think our total capacity is 40 patrons at one time in our building.
And ours is 30 for the Port Townsend Public Library since we've reopened the beautiful historic Carnegie Reading Room. So up to 30-minute visits, 30 people. And I will share one of the most incredible things is we've had a lot of our patrons reconnecting with each other for the first time in over a year through the serendipity of running into each other in the library. And of course, people are reconnecting from a safe physical distance, but it's been so heartwarming to see people saying hello again, because that's the beauty of how libraries bring people together.
Yeah, that's right. That's so good. And the library is such an important community magnet, really, that brings people from all corners of the community together. Well, I really appreciate you taking time to talk to us about this. And we'll be checking in with you through the summer. I think I've got to follow up on the summer reading program and see how it goes during that period. And also the story walks. Melody Sky Eisler, the director of the Port Townsend Library, and Tamara Meredith, the director of the Jefferson County Libraries. Wonderful cooperative experts in connecting us all together through the library. So thank you.
Thank you for having us, Larry.
Thank you so much, Larry, and a big thanks to everything KPTZ does.
Oh, you're welcome. We couldn't do what we do without organizations like yours to talk about. So that's what makes good radio.
This is Larry Stein for Attention Please, a new program here on KPTZ. I was speaking to Melody Sky Eisler and Tamara Meredith, directors of the two library institutions that serve our community. Thanks for listening. Shake, we ain't faking. Oh, a lot of shaking going on. Take it out, Jerry. Take it out.